Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etchelam. We're now in Masechet Chulin, Daf Ayin Chet Amud Aleph. About to begin the fifth perek, Otovet Bno, of Masechet Chulin. Just one quick introduction. It's worthwhile looking at the last few psukim of Vayikra Chaf Bet. The two key psukim will be invoked at the beginning of our Gemara. But in that place, the prohibition of Otovet Bno Lo Tishchatu B'Yom Echad is presented. Critical to note that Otovet Bno, which sounds like it's talking about a male and its son, ends up devolving a little bit differently, as we will see developed towards the beginning of the perek. One other critical piece is Shor Oseh means that this only applies to a behemah, and that will play out again in our perek. And let's go ahead. Otovet Bno. Now, for today, we will take a look in this podcast at the entire two Mishnayot, which are presented together, but go very quickly through the second one, and then we'll re-examine them in the next podcast when the Gemara analyzes them. Otovet Bno Noheg Ben Ba'aretz Ben Chutz La'aretz. This prohibition applies universally. Bifnei Abayit V'Shelo Bifnei Abayit, whether or not there's a Beit HaMikdash, Bechulin uvimikdash umuktashin. It applies also to animals that are hektesh, along with chulin. It is really the last point that informs the first two, because although the context of the isur is around muktashim, we would think that it only applies to muktashin, and therefore only bifnei abayit, and of course only in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we learn that it doesn't. Now, ketzad. Now, we're going to now, from here through the end of the second Mishnah, be presented with two animals. One is the parent, one is the child. It doesn't matter which order at this point, although it will. And we're going to deal with two factors, chulin versus kodshim, and then bifnim and bachutz. And this will take us back to the end of Zvachim, about the isur of shechutei chutz, of shechting a korban outside of the precincts of the Azarah. Here we go. Ketzad, a shochet otovet bno chulin. Now, for first set is they're both chulin, bachutz, and you did them outside, meaning there's nothing to do with the mikdash. Shnehem ksherim, both of them may be eaten, even though you violated otovet bno with the second shechita. Hasheni sofeget arba'im, the second animal or whoever does the second animal is going to get malkot. Meaning, if you did both, then you get malkot for the second one. If another person did the second one, he gets makot, one set of makot only. That's fairly simple. It's taught in order to set up the next one. Kodshim bachutz. Let's say both of them are kodesh, the mother and its child, and you did them outside. Harishon chayav karet. You're chayav karet for shechtin the first one, because that's shechutei chutz. Shnehem psulim. Both of them cannot be brought to the Beit HaMikdash, because they were shechted outside. Ushnehem sofkim et arba'im, and both acts of slaughtering get you makot. The first one for shkutei chutz. So the easiest way to explain it would be that chayav karet is if there was no hatra'ah, but if they gave you hatra'ah, then you get makot. And the second one is for otzvot tobet pino. Why isn't the second one shkutei chutz? We'll discuss that. Now, chulin bifnim, let's go into the Azarah, and both of them are chulin. They don't belong there, but there is no liability or punishment for shechting chulin bazarah. They're just invalid. Shnehem psulim, and therefore, rasheni sofeget arba'im. So neither one of them can be brought to the mikdash, the chulin. You get otovet pino for the makot for the otovet pino on the second one. Now, kodshim bifnim, which is where they belong. Harishon, kasher patur, that's fine. Hasheni sofeget arba'im upasul. The second one, you get makot for otovet pino, and it's also pasul lamizbeach. Okay, now in this next Mishnah, we're going to mix them up and say one of them is chulin, one of them is kodshim, and now sequence will make all the difference in the world, because of course with otovet pino, you're only chayav on the second one. Chulin v'kodshim bachutz, in that order. Now you're outside. Harishon is fine. Kasher patur. Hasheni, the second one, which is kodshim bachutz, sofeget arba'im. Why are you sofeget arba'im? For otovet bno, not for kodshim bachutz, because since you could not offer this animal up as a korban, because it's otovet bno, therefore you don't violate shchut echutz. But you did violate otovet bno. Upasul on his beach. Kodshim mechulim bachutz. Now, flip it. It's bachutz, but the order was opposite. Harishon chayav karet because of shkut echutz upasul. Hasheni, the second one, is kasher, meaning it's an acceptable animal. Ushtem sof kimatabayim. Again, you get makot for each one. First one for shkut echutz, second one for otovet pino. Now, let's go inside. Chulin v'kodshim bifnim. Shnehem psulin. Both of them are pasul. The first one because it's chulin. Pasul means be'ach. The second one because it's otovet pino. Hasheni sofer ketabayim. The first one, there's no makot for chulin bifnim. The second one is otovet pino. Kodshim v'chulin bifnim. Now flip it. And kodshim are first, and we're all inside. Harishon kasher patur. That's a fine korban. Hasheni sofer ketabayim upasul. And now, the second one, you get makot for otovet bino, and it's pasul akravat. One other factor to take into account, what we did was we switched, we had chulin and then a kodshim and chulin in one location. Now let's keep them all chulin or all kodshim and switch locations. Chulin bachutz ubifrim, you started outside with chulin, and then you went inside. Harishon kasher patur. That's totally fine. Hashei sofeg et arbaim upasul. The second one is otov et pino, and it's pasul lakravat. It's chulin. Kodshim bachutz bifrim. You have kodshim, and you took one korban outside and shechted it, and then you brought its mother or its child inside and shechted it. Harishon chayav karet for shchut echutz. Ushneim sofkim et arbaim. Again, as we saw, ushneim psulim. Neither coming back to the mizbeach. Chulin bifrim bachutz. Now switch the order. You had chulin, and you started inside. Harishon pasul upatur. Hashein sofeg et arbaim because of otovet pino, but kasher to be eaten. So pasul in the first meant pasul on mizbeach. Kodshim yifim ubachutz. Now you have kodshim. You started inside, went outside. Harishon kasher upatur. That's fine. Hashein sofeg et arbaim upasul because of otovet pino. Okay. Now Tanu Rabbanan. Minayim otovet pino shenoheg b'muktashin. How do we know that this rule even applies to korbanot? Maybe otovet pino is only chulin. Talmud Lomar, for the Torah says, Shor, Chesaways, Kivalein, Vayashivatim, Tachim, Momio, Marshmini, Vahalo, Yeratset. You can own the Shor, Chesaways, the three kinds of mammals that are brought down to Mizbeach. You have to wait 7 days, and only on the 8th day can you bring it as a korban. Uchti Vatre, what does it say in the next pasuk? Vashor Ose, Otovet Pero, Lotishchatubi, Yomachad. So we see from the juxtaposition that it applies to korbanot. Also, maybe it only applies to korbanot. After all, shivat yamim is only korbanot. The answer is shor ifsi kainyan. The shor in the beginning of that second pasuk makes a break and says this is separated from the earlier law. So then flip it. Ve'ema b'chulin im muktashin lo. So maybe it only applies to chulin. So, k'tiv vashor. It says, vishor oseh, the vav mosif al yonishon, the vav connects them. So the vav connects them to say it also applies to muktashin, but the shor operates as a block to say it also applies to chulin. So, im akodshim kilayim lo, afotove penolo kilayim lo. So if that's the case, then maybe we should say that just like kodshim cannot be brought from kilayim, from a hybrid animal, you have a goat mating with a sheep, the result cannot be brought to the Mizbeach that we have in the Torah Konim at the beginning of Vayikra. Afotovet pino kilayim lo. So then, if that's the case, then maybe it should be guided by the rules of Kodshim, and it should not apply to kilayim, meaning a hybrid animal, you could shecht it and its young on the same day. Alama Tanya, why do we have the bright though? We're going to return to this bright several times in this short parak. Otovet pino noheg bekilayim uvekoi. Right? Plus, v'od sektiv. Besides which, there's another reason it shouldn't apply to kilayim, although that brayta says it does, because the Torah says, shor vaseh. V'amar Rava, what does Rava say about that? Zeh bana'av, kol makom shenemar, seh eno elo lotziat ha-kilayim. Whenever the Torah says seh, it's there to tell you, kilayim aren't here. So why does it apply to kilayim? The answer is, amar kra, o, shor o seh, l'rabot et ha-kilayim. So hi, O Mibayle Lachalek. Wait, we needed O for a different reason to tell me. To Salkadai Tachman, I might have thought if it said Shor Visse, I deshachit Shor Uvno Seuvno. I might think you have to shecht an ox and its young, should we say a cow and its young, and a ewe and its young. to be chayiv. You have to do both, Anne and their children. And therefore it says, oh, shor oseh. So either one with its young you're chayiv for. L'chalek, the answer is, mi b'no nafka. Now that I got for otovet b'no. B'no is in a singular, so I say, aha, one child shechted with one mother, that's enough. V'akatim b'ayelei, not necessarily, l'chalatanya, ilu remar shor v'seh uvno, if it didn't say o, but it said shor v'seh uvno, hitamar ad yishchot shor v'seh uvno, meaning an ox, a lamb, and one of its kids. You have to shech three. Tamadoma v'shor oseh. What does oseh mean? Otolepino, meaning that you could do either a cow and its child or a lamb and its child and your chayiv. So therefore, O is needed l'chalek. O is not available to us for kilayim. My love me O nafkale. Doesn't the brayta mean that the word O is telling us that you only need to shech two animals, a mother and its young? Lo me oto. It actually comes not from the word O, from oto, which is singular. Oto vet beno. One animal and it's young. So ha nechalu rabbanan demiata lehu oto. Now we're going to find a big machlok between Rabbanan and Hananya about our whole mitzvah, which we're going to deal with in about 4 minutes. But in the meantime, Rabbanan will take it on faith that Rabbanan have the word oto available to them to be there lechalek, and therefore o is there for kilayim. And Hananya de lo miyate le oto, but Hananya, we're going to find, needs the word oto for something else. Therefore, oto is not available to him lechalek, so lechalek menale. And we would assume lechalek comes from o, which means according to him, we don't have the extra o for kilayim. The answer is that Hananya doesn't need that. Lechalek lo tzarech kra. He doesn't need a pasuk, a word, to tell me that it's either ox or lamb, sorry, cow or lamb, and that you wouldn't think that it's cow and lamb, because the Savar like Rav Yonatan, we've seen Rav Yonatan Rav Ashiya's dispute many times, the Tanya, Isha Sheikal Al Tavi Vetimo, the Torah says, if you curse your father and your mother, Ainli Al Aviv Imo, Aviv Shaloi Moimo Shal Aviv, so what if you only cursed one? Minayin, how do you know your Chayiv? Tamaloma Aviv Imo Kilal, the end of the Pasuk says, that you curse your father and your mother, your chayav, meaning aviv kilel or imo kilel, your chayav divrei Rabbi Yeshia. Because Rabbi Yeshia says, whenever the Torah says if you do A and B, that means you have to do both A and B to be chayav, unless the Torah goes out of its way to add an extra thing. Rabbi Yonatan omer, mashma shnehem ki achad mashma achad b'fnei atzmo. When the Torah says aviv v'imo, that means together or separately, automatically. Until the Torah says together, which means that Hananya, if he agrees with Rabbi Yonatan, will automatically say, shor viseh, already would have told me either one, not both. Therefore, the word o is there for kilayim, and therefore, the fact that he doesn't have oto to work with is not a problem. The Rabbanan need o lechalek, oto for kilayim. Hananya uses oto for something else, as we'll see, forthwith. But o, he doesn't need lechalek, therefore o is there for kilayim, and everybody's happy. Now, my Hananya ma Rabbanan. As I promised, we'll now find out what Hananya Rabbanan disagreed about. Titania. Oto v'pino noheg v'nikivot v'eino noheg v'ischayim. It only applies to mothers and their young, not fathers and their young. He disagrees and says it applies to both. My Tamid Rabbanan, why do the Rabbanan say it only applies to mothers? To Tanya, I might think it applies to both parents. V'dinhu, and I could argue that it doesn't. Chiev kan v'chiev be'em al abanim. Otovipro is somewhat similar to an aviary halacha we have, which is an avian halacha we have, which is em al abanim, to send the mother away. Makshi chiev be'em al abanim. In the case of the bird, it's only the mother. Nikivot b'lo b'scharim. Av kshiev kan b'nikivot b'lo b'scharim. So therefore, I would think parallel, this halacha only applies to mothers. But I say no. In the case of Emal Abanim, where if you own the bird, you don't have to send it away. It's only if you encounter it, as we'll see in the last parak of Chulin. Therefore, it only applies to some birds, the hind of the mother. No, applies whether you encounter the animals or whether you own the animals. And therefore, we might think that the stretch is larger, and therefore it's both mothers and fathers. Talmud Lomar, Oto. That's why the Torah says, Oto, Echad Veloshnayim. meaning it's only one animal and not two, meaning it's only one parent that's in it. So achar shechilek hakatuv, once the Torah said it's only one animal, one parent, zachiti ledin, now I can go back to the nest and I can get my answer. There it's only the mother. Same thing here. It's only the mother. And that is Rabbanan. Meaning if you're not happy with that, we'll see why you wouldn't be happy with that. The Torah says, Otovet b'no, karuch acharav, meaning it's only the parent that the child follows and connects to. In most of the mammal kingdom, the father is not the one that the young attaches to, but the mother is. Okay, now, parenthetically, what does that mean if you're concerned? Meaning, why would you have thought that that proof wasn't good? After all, oto is male. It means him. So you might argue that oto should argue in favor of the one parent being the father, not the mother. Therefore, it says b'no mish b'no karuch acharav. It says zachar shem b'no karuch acharav. That's Rabbanan. Now, ulechananya k'tiv oto d'mashma zachar uchtiv b'no mish b'no karuch acharav. So Chananya says oto is there, which is zachar, and b'no is there karuch acharav. Mashma nekeva hilkach noheg ben mischarim ben menekevot. So now to go look back at it, Chananya says I need the word oto because that tells me that the father is in the Parsha. I need the word b'no, because that tells me the mother is in the Parsha. Chachamim don't need the word oto. Oto is just an indicator, and b'no is the real word that tells me which parent it is, because it's only one parent. And therefore, for them, oto is available for l'chalek, and or for kilayim, as we had earlier. Now, Amar v'na Amar Barchi Amar Shmuel. Hilchata kechananya. We rule like Chananya, that oto b'no applies to both parents. As the Shmuel ta'amei, and he's being consistent. Ditnan. We have the following Mishnah in Kilayim. Ditnan. Rabbi Yehuda omer hanoladim minasus. Anything born of a horse, and from a horse. Right now we're going to read that the father is a donkey and the mother is a horse. Avavish avian chamor. Mutavin zebazet. Which means, at this point, if you have a bunch of mules, all of them with horse mothers and donkey fathers, they can be mated with each other. But if you have a donkey mother with a horse father and a donkey father with a horse mother, asurin, you can't mate them with each other. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So Shmuel said that's only Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Tamar ein choshin lezerav, because he says that we are not concerned with the identity of the father. It doesn't mean anything. Maybe. Aval chachamim omrim kol minei pardot achatein. They say all mules are alike, which means father donkey, mother horse, mother donkey, father horse. They can all mate with each other. They're all pardot, which means that we take into account the father. It's a mix of a horse and a donkey. It's all one thing. So, man chachamim. Who are the chachamim that Shmuel identified here? Chananyahu. Damar choshin lezerav. Because Chananya says the father's identity makes a difference. And where do we get that association with Chananya? Because Chananya says, oto v'pno lo tichchatu b'yom echad, applies to the father too. And now, back to Kilayim. V'hai bar susa v'chamya, v'hai bar chom v'chamer v'susya, kulu chanamin aninu. So if it's the father's a donkey, or the mother's a donkey, and the other one's a horse, they're all one type. They're all donkey-horse together. Okay, that's a little associated with Chananya, and now we're going to go on to a tangent about this Kilayim issue. Ibai Elohim. Mifshat pshita lever b'yuda den choshin lezerav. Is Rabbi Yehuda absolutely clear that the father's identity doesn't make a difference? Or maybe he just doesn't know whether we take the father's identity into account. Now, l'maynaf kamina, what would be the difference between the two approaches? L'mishrei pri ima'em, to have the hybrid be able to be mated with the same type as its mother, or with its mother. In other words, you have a horse and a female donkey, and the baby is a mule. So if he says, ein choshin l'zera ha'av at all, then this hybrid, this mule, could be mated with a full donkey. Iyamat mivshap pshitalei. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds for sure, ein choshin l'zera ha'av, pri ma'im ha'shari, it's mutter. Ve'iyamat tzfuki masafkal, but if he's not sure, the pri ma'im asur. Because we may have to take the father's identity into account. Let's see if we can solve it. My. Toshma Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So Rabbi Yehuda himself said, "Now, what does that mean? The way we first read the Mishnah, it meant mules can mate with each other as long as the mothers are all of the same species. So if you say this one is a father is a donkey, and this one's a father's donkey, meaning they both have horse mothers. Do you need to tell me that they can mate with each other? It must be that you have a horse and a horse, and a horse and a donkey, and as long as the mothers in both cases are horses, they can mate. Which means that Rabbi Yehuda says, absolutely, 100%, I don't care about the father. Obviously, it's clear on that. So say, the truth is, what all Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, if you've got a horse with a donkey with a mare, and another donkey with a mare, those offspring can mate. When you said that's too obvious, I might think that we would take into account the father's identity to some extent, and say that because who the father is and that they're mixed together, therefore you're creating a new hybrid here. So Kamash Balan, that's okay. Because otherwise, by the way, this mule would never be able to mate at all. Now, Toshma, you know, Mare, Pirdasha Tava, because you could ask the question, why would you mate a mule anyways, after all, they're sterile? So the answer is as follows. Pirdasha Tava, let's say there's a mule and she's in heat. Eimar binalelo, sus velo chamor. You can't bring her a male horse or a male donkey. Elamina, you bring her another mule. So but if Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion, this is Rabbi Yehuda's Braita, if Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that absolutely, so why don't you bring whatever its mother is, the same type? So the answer is maybe the loya didn't mean a deima mainihu. We don't know what the mother is. How could that be? So it was born and we're not sure what it is. But the Braita said you could only bring its type. Meaning the type of what it is, with mother this and father that. And you know what it is? The answer is Hachika Amar. Read the Braita differently. Ein mar bina leha lo min sus, velo min chamor lefish ein yodin mimina. It's not that the Braita offers a solution for what to mate her with, but rather says you can't mate her with anything. It can't be a horse type or a donkey type, because since we don't know what it is, which means that Braita doesn't help us, it's talking about a case where we don't know the identity. Believe lo pesimanim. So why don't we use the simanim that we're about to encounter, that Abaye and Rav Papa give us, to see what kind of animal it is, even without knowing the mother. Abaye, avi kolei barchamra. If it has a deep voice, then that means its mother is a donkey. Tsonif kolei, but if it has a high neighing voice, then barsusya. Its mother is a horse. If you have Rav Papa, he gives some physical characteristics. Rav Ravan Udne v'chuzutra gnuvte, if its ears are big and its tail is short and a little bit bald. So Bachamra, the mother is a donkey. Zutra Udne v'rabba gnuvte, opposite Barsusya. So the answer is Achmaskinan b'ilamet v'gidemet. We're talking about a mule that not only is a mule, it's also mute and it's also been amputated. Both its ears and tail, everything is gone. All the simanim are gone. So we haven't solved anything. So my aviala, what's the solution? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that he knows 100% in choshin lezerav, or he's just not sure? Toshman Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Hakol Modin B'Priyama Em Shasur. Everybody, and everybody here has to be Rabbi Yehuda, everybody agrees that the offspring, along with its mother, that's a breeding that's asur. Meaning Shraminas Fukimasafkale. So clearly Rabbi Yehuda is Mesupak, because he says, I can't let this donkey with her donkey baby who was gotten from a male horse mate, because I may be concerned with the horse identity in the baby. So Sufkum is Afkali Shmamina. Rav Abba l'shamei. So Rav Abba said, told his servant, Mailatli kunaita barispak, if you bring me a whole bunch of mules in a carriage, I am the Hanach to Dani Madadi. Find the ones that look alike. Vayali, bring them together. Meaning for mating, actually for mating. So Alma Kasavra, ain't choshesh l'zera'av? So you see that he says, we're not choshesh, meaning, Ochumra, we're not choshesh l'zera'av, and he allows the mules that are all of the same type to mate. This simanim d'oraita, and he also must hold that simanim, there's a whole sugim b'batzia, simanim are d'oraita, and the indicators of what kind of animal this is have the weight d'oraita, and therefore they allow us to determine that here there's no violation of the Torah prohibition of harba'av crossbreeding. Okay, we'll pick it up at this point in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.